Morning. We're on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, we're towards the top of the Amud, and a lot of advice today. When the sixth parak of the Masechta, we're talking about the Mitzvah Peruvu, and today's daf a lot of words, but today's daf is going to be a lot of advice regarding marriage and life and business. And okay, it's going to be one of those fun gemaras today. Super enjoyable. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf of Belong Lazer and Eshmachlos Lupin Zaltzman. Yes, of course, this is yesterday's Daf that we're going to be doing. We'll hopefully cover yesterday's Daf. We'll get to the Mishnah today on Samach Tamad Aleph, and then over the course of the week, we'll make our way to catch up. A couple of short Dafim coming up ahead, so not today. Okay. The Gemara gives us a siman. The Gemara gives us a mnemonic to help us remember and memorize the upcoming Gemaras. A lot of statements made by Rabbi Lazar. Let's go. Statement number one. We'll read the siman. Isha karka ezer zoshte abrachos tigre and pachse. Okay, good. Now that you have the siman, you have the mnemonic. So let's go on. Number of Lazar called Adam shein lo isha eino adam. Any man that doesn't have a wife is not an adam. Is not a man. Shenemar zachor nekeva baram vayikrash mam adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a man and a woman, and what did he refer to them as? Adam. Okay, so in other words, a man without a wife is not Adam. The Amar of Elazar, statement number two, call Adam Shein Lo Karka Eino Adam. Any man who does not have property is not Adam. Is not considered a man. Shenemar Hashemayim Shamayim Hashem Arts Hasan Livnei Adam. And the land was given to Adam. So in other words, you want to be considered an Adam, you have to own property. Amar of Elazar, my Dechsev Haselo Ezer Kenegdo. The third statement of Rabbi Lazar, I feel like everyone knows this. Rashi brings this down in Chumash. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a woman, which is Ezer Kenegdo, Zacha Ozraso. Now, if you're Zocha, if you married, so the wife is going to help you and assist you. And Lo Zacha Kenegdo, but if you were not Zocha, so she's going to stand against you. Igid Amir Lazar Amiksiv. There's another way to say over the same point. This one's going to be a little bit sharper. So the Gemara says, Kenagdo v'karina Kenegdo. Meaning the way that we pronounce the Torah, we have a Misora, we have a tradition in terms of how to pronounce the Torah. So we pronounce it Kenegdo, but there's no Yud in there. So the way it could be pronounced is Kenagdo, Kriuk Siv. We have this often. So Zachar Kenegdo, Lo Zacha Minagdaso. So Kenegdo over here means, it's as opposed to the previous shot, Kenegdo means she's against you, she's opposite you. Over here, the Gemara understands the word Kenegdo meaning she's alongside you, she's parallel you. So if you're Zelcha, good, she's right alongside you. But if not, Minagdaso, what does that mean? We saw that word recently in the Daf. It means she's going to whip you. Which could mean literally. Ashkechei Rabbi Yossi al Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi finds Eliyahu. Hanavi Amalei Kasav Esolo Ezer. Ma Isha Ezrasolo Adam. Rav Yossi is looking to understand the Pshat and the Pasuk. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for you an Ezer, an assistance. And Rav Yossi is just wondering, what does that mean? She's going to assist you? Amalei. So Eliyahu Navi explains to him. Now, truth of the matter is, this is the kind of thing you didn't need Eliyahu Navi for, but... Okay, but Amalei Adam Evi Chitim Koseis. So you bring wheat home from the store, from the field. So what are you going to do? You're just going to chew on wheat. So pishtan lavation. You're going to bring home flax, and you're going to wear flax, meaning raw flax. Lo nimtzeis me'era einav or me'era einav ma'amisa araglav. So the woman is the one who's going to be preparing everything for you, putting everything for you together. Okay, so it's what do you mean? She's not an azer. She's not. Of course, she's not help. V'amar Rabbi Lazar, my dechsev. We are now up to the fourth statement of Rabbi Lazar. Right? We did Isha, Karka, Ezer, up to now Zos. Zos apametza miatzmai abasmi psarim malami shaba adam akol behema v'chaya. V'lo niskara daito. So Zos apam this time, meaning that there were many experimentations that were done by Adam Arishon, and Zos apam this time, when he gets to Chava, so he says, so the simple pshat in the Gemara, which is really difficult to understand, the simple pshat in the Gemara is malam shaba akol behema vehema. I'm sorry, behema v'chaya v'lonis karidato. So the simple pshat is that if he had relations with every animal and with every bird, and his mind didn't settle ashaba chava until he had relations with chava. Okay, the Gemara over here, I think it's pretty clear, not to be understood literally. In other words, but he had some sort of intimate knowledge. It doesn't have, the Gemara here doesn't mean physically, or at least I don't suspect the Gemara here means physically. It means he had some sort of intimate knowledge of all the animals of the world. He gave them all names, right? The idea behind giving something a name is that you know it, you understand it. So he gave them all names, and then but once he got to Chava, he realized that was his shidduch, that was his match. Amar Rav Elazar, my dichsiv, after the fifth comment of Rav Elazar. This is a promise that was made by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the very, very beginning of Avram Avinu. So Nivrachu V'cha, now with the word Nivrach, so means two things. Number one, it means Bracha, but over here, the Gemara is going to understand a little bit differently. Amar Le Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, Shtei Brechos Tovos Yeshli Lahavrech Bach. I'm going to do a little bit of grafting. I hope I'm saying the word correctly. Right? When you take another tree and you graft it onto an existing tree. And so I'm going to graft on two other nations of the world onto you, the Jewish people, and it's necessary. And So, Moabite and Ammonite. And by the way, everyone understand the significance. They are both the daughters of the the daughters of his nephew Lot. So in other words, Moab and Ammon, who separated from you, so I'm going to graft them back to you. Not the entire nation, just a couple members of those nations, and Rus and Naama. And Rus, of course, we know David Amel comes from Rus, and Naama was the mother of Rechavam. Okay? Ima, right, Rashi, Ima Shah Rechavam. Okay. Kol Mishpachosa Adama, Fil Mishpachosa Hadaros Ba'adama, Ein Mizbarchos Ela Bishra Yisrael. And as far as the other nations are concerned, they're going to receive bracha, but they're going to receive bracha as a result of the Jewish people. Kol goyei haaretz afilu sfinos habaos megalya l'aspamya einim esbarchos ala bishvil Yisrael. And kol goyei haaretz, all the nations of the world, the boats that come from Galia to Aspamya, okay, Gaul to Spain, so they receive the bracha only because of the Jewish people. The Amar of Elazar, okay, this is now the sixth comment of Rav Elazar. Atidim kol bali umna shamdu ala karka. Everyone's going to work the land. Okay. I don't know if Mark's ever read today's daf and got the idea that we should all work the land and let's all give up our professional lives. But okay, anyway, we're all going to work the land. Shenamar, the pasuk in Yecheskel describing a kind of utopia existence where everyone's going to give up their professional careers and go work the land. V'yardom and yosam kosof say mishot malachim. I'm sorry, malachim, and they were all going to get from the boats and the sailors and kol chov le'ayam and anyone involved in the sea al haaretz yamdu, and we're going to stand on the land and we're going to work the land and eventually that's what we're all going to do. Okay. Amar Rav Elazar ein lecha umnus p'chusam in akarka. But then, just in case you thought now that working the land is the best, don't worry, there's a Gemara that immediately follows that says, no, it's not. Right? Ein lecha umnus p'chusam in akarka. There's no lower worker than the worker who works the ground. Shenemar v'yardu. Because looking at the very same pasuk in Yecheskel, the pasuk says v'yardu. What's the yirida? It means to go down, it means to descend. Okay. Are you confused? You should be. I am. Meaning, on one hand, we just described the pasuk in Yecheskel as some sort of utopia, which is that, oh my gosh, working the land is phenomenal, it's fantastic. We're all going to do it, lost at Lavo. And then Rav Elazar immediately follows up with, you know, there's no one lower than the one working the land. So, okay, good. So, good. So Tosos is bothered by this very question. So take a look at the third Tosos on the Amud, where he's confused. So even though Rav Elazar said earlier that just to be called a man, so you have to be a property owner. So tzarich lamar karka livnos alav shiador bo. So good. So Tosos says there's property and then there's property. Property for real estate to build a house upon, good. That's part of the definition of Adam. You want to be called Adam, so you need that kind of property. Also, a field to grow your salads and your vegetables and your fruits, that's also good. But you're talking about a person whose livelihood comes from the ground, meaning a farmer. So that the Gemara, that Tosha says, is what Rabbi Elazar is describing as as not a high profession. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Chazi Alu Ara Deshad Debei Karva Lepucha. So Rabbi Elazar saw a property, a land, where the rows were furrowed not along the length but along the width. Okay. Let's assume a rectangular shaped property. So a rectangular shape has a length, has a width. The length obviously is the long side. The width obviously the short side. Okay. I'm not a farmer. I spent one summer working on a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael in my youth. But okay, I literally don't know anything about the land. But the assumption the Gemara is making is that in order to be a good farmer, you have to plow lengthwise, not widthwise. Okay. Lengthwise, not widthwise. Why? Because you're going to make a turn. Every time the plow has to go around, it's going to have to make a turn, and it's going to shorten the end of the furrow. So if you go on the long side, so that's not as bad. You won't be encroaching as much as you've been going along the width, because you're going along the width. That's a lot more real estate that now is undeveloped. Good. I've just given to you anything and everything I know about plowing land. So Rabbi Elazar comes along a property that is plowed along its wide side. So whoever is plowing it does not know what he's doing. And Amar Leh, and he says to him, and now him over here, means, it sounds like from the Gemara he's talking to the land. That's kind of the impression you get. So Amar Leh, Teishah Lokech, Hafuch Ebeiska Tav Minach. So he says almost like in disgust, I don't care if you flip your furrows from the wide to the long. It still won't excite me. In fact, hafuche be'iska, buying and selling, just going into just simple business of buying and selling is better than working the land. Okay, so Rav Elazar is just substantiating his idea that working the land is not the best, it's not exciting, and even a simple business is better than working the land. Okay. Rav Olive, you're going to hear much more of this, by the way. If you,
it was a very agrarian society.
I understood. And the Torah is built on an agrarian society. So, yeah. Okay. Rav Al Lebeni Shivli. Rav was standing between ears of corn or of grain. Chazena de Kanaifi. And the ears were waving back and forth. Right? We have this very poetic way of looking at wave fields and waves and... Right, it's very Americana, and listen to how Rav describes it. Chazuna de kanaifan, amalehu inaifta is nufe. I don't care how long you wave. He sounds like he's talking to the ears of grain. He says you could be waving all day. I don't care. Hafu chibiska tav minach. Again, same conclusion as Rav Elazar. A simple business of buying and selling is better than working the land. Okay. Amar Rav Meizuzu biiska kol yima bister v'chama. If, let's say, you have 100 zuz invested in business, in a simple venture. So, bistro v'chamra, you'll eat meat, you'll drink wine, meaning you'll have financial success. Mezuz be'ara, but if your 100 zuz is invested in land, and you need to till the field and work the land, so milcha v'chafura. So your diet is going to consist of salt and a really poor vegetable. Rashi describes it almost like animal fodder. Like you're not going to make a lot of money, and your diet will show. V'lo od ella miganya le aara umar mele tigra, and not only that, but you're going to be sleeping on the land. Rashi explains, meaning you're going to have to be protecting the property, and so you'll be sleeping outside by the property to protect it. And mele tigra, and there's going to be a lot of legal disputes over the land, and so really again the Gemara is just pounding this point of. To work the land and to make your livelihood from the land, it's a miserable life. Amar Papa, Zer Velo Tazbin, Afagav Dechiyadadi Ninu, Hani Mevar Khan. So, Zera, if you're going to plant for your own house, that's great. Meaning that if you want to plant some fruits and vegetables on your property so that you can eat, fantastic. But lo tazbin. But don't buy it from the marketplace. Okay? And even if it's the chiyadadininu, even if it's the same price. Meaning, let's say you do a cost analysis And it turns out that going to the market is cost the same as planting the produce in your home. The produce that you plant in your home is better. Why? So the Gemara says, Hani mevarchan. Because the ones in your house are mar mevarach. They're blessed. What does that mean exactly? So I'll read Rashi. Hani mevarchan. The Rashi. Afagav dechi adad einenu. Afil chitim ezov vekarkach. Einu chashav ein lecha schar lefi hasha'a. Afil hachi hani mevarchan. Ubracha mitsui bedarva she'en lokech bedamim. Rashi says that if you don't have to buy something, if it organically occurs, there's more bracha with that. The ain kalema here. And Rashi says, and oh, by the way, it doesn't deteriorate. Meaning when you buy vegetables from the store, let's go back to our pre-refrigeration days, right? So how long do the vegetables stay? Not long. However, if it's in your backyard and it's planted in the ground, so you can pick one today, you can pick one tomorrow, meaning it'll last longer. Okay. Zavin velotezel. The Gemara gives some more advice. So sell, don't become poor, but hanimili be yistarke. But that's as far as the furniture in your house. Meaning if you have to liquidate in order to not go poor, so fine, but liquidate only the movable items in your house. Rashi describes very simply as clay. That's what it means?
Yeah, right.
Oh, tapestry.
Right.
Okay, good.
Tapis.
Right, clay habayis. Rashi describes it as the utensils in your house. Avaglima lo misramele. So, but the Gemara says, but even when you're selling the movables in your house, don't sell your clothing. Rashi says, I mean, it's pretty obvious, but Rashi says it, you're going to need it. So, as opposed to the furniture in your house, you can make do without it. But in terms of your clothing, you're going to need it. So, if don't go poor, and if you need to liquidate, do so, but don't sell your house, and again, if possible, don't sell your house and don't sell your clothing. Tom velo tashpitz. Okay, just more life advice from the Gemara. Let's say there's a hole in your house, so plug it up. But lo tashpitz. But don't overdo it in terms of fixing it up. Meaning just a simple plug. Don't make the hole bigger. And then start doing some construction work in your house. Shfots v'lo tivni. Okay. Now after the Gemara just says don't plaster, then the Gemara says, yeah, you know what, plaster, but don't build. Let's go right to Rashi. Rashi explains. Im bal nefesh ata le'anos binyanecha. Let's say you want to live in a somewhat nicer house. Right, the holes and the cracks and the crevices in your home are really bothering you. So then Rashi says, fine. Harchev aneka v'shavtzihu. So then widen the hole and plaster it. Lios yafeh v'lo tivni. But Rashi says, but here's the don't. Lo tapil es kol hakota v'tivneu. Don't knock the wall down in order to build another wall. Avoid construction. Okay. Kol ha'osik bevinyan mistam sakein. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You did a better job than me. Anyone who's involved in construction, you are subject to sakana. It can pose a potential danger. In other words, building a house. Like what I did a couple years ago. Okay, the Gemara says don't do that. Okay, good. Kfot zavin ara. The Gemara says, if you have an opportunity to buy land, jump at the opportunity. Okay, buy real estate. Mison nisiv isasa. When it comes to marrying a woman, so take your time. That one, don't rush. For a piece of property, rush. For a woman, don't rush. Nachis darga nisiv isasa. More life advice by the Gemara. Marry down. Okay, Rashi, if you didn't understand what I just said, Rashi, Nechiz Dargav Nasiv Esesa, Lo Tikach Isha Chashuva Mimcha. Okay, don't marry somebody who is on a higher class than you, Shema Lo Tiskabel Alaha. Right, she's going to look down at you and don't do that.
I'm better than you.
Right. There were a lot of Mepharshim on the Megillah say that that's exactly the mistake that Achashverosh made when marrying Vashti. Right, Vashti came from royalty. Right, Achashverosh didn't. And that's why Achashverosh, for his second wife, went with a nameless, faceless, totally unidentifiable woman. Sak darga bechad shushbina. Now, in terms of a confidant, in terms of like a very good friend, so there, look up. Meaning, take a step up in terms of finding a friend and finding a confidant. Right, have the friend be somebody of a higher nature.
But he's going to get a lower nature.
Huh?
But your friend's going to get a lower
nature. Correct. We're not advising your friend. We're advising you right now. Okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, Ein Paranas Ba'olam Ela B'Shvi Yisrael. The calamity falls to the world as a result of the Jewish people. Shenemar Yichrasi Goyim Nishemo, Pinosam Echarafti Chutso Sam. Uksiv Amarti Achtiri Osi Tikri Musar. And the reason why that should be, says the Gemara, quoting another pasuk from Tzefanya, two pasukim from Tzefanya. In terms of Tanakh, we're going to be all over the place today, and later today, we're going to even go outside the world of Tanakh. If you don't understand what I mean right now, stay tuned. A little teaser for later on. So but the pasuk in Tzefanya says that the reason why calamity is before the world is so that we look and we're going to get Musar. Why are we going to get Musar? So take a look at Rashi. Liyiram Kadesh Yachse B'tshuva. Because it's going to induce fear and awe upon us. Because, and I think we've seen this pretty much annually, more frequently than that. Who gets blamed? Okay. So calamity's before the world, so that we look at it and we do tshuva. Rav Ava Miftar Mei Rebbe Chia. So Rav is leaving Rebbe Chia. Okay, Rav and Rebbe Chia, nephew, uncle. Right. Rav is a nephew. Rebbe Chia is the uncle, so they were very close, and Rav is leaving him. Now I don't know if this is describing when Rav goes to Bavel, because he does, like we described a couple times throughout Shas, or this is just simply, whatever, just a visit. Either way, Amalei Rachman Litzlach Mi Midah Dekash Mi Mosa. So Akash Baruch Hu should protect you from something which is worse than death. Is there something worse than death? The Gemara says, absolutely, it's a pasuk in Koheles. So, umotziani mar mimavus, I found something that is more bitter than death. Esa isha hara'a, bad woman, bad wife. Okay, and we are going to be, the next 20 lines of Gemara, approximately, are going to be dealing with the difficulties of being married to a bad woman. Rav Ava Kamisar le devasayu. Rav's wife would make him crazy. So when he asked for lentils, his wife made him some other legume. Peas, I wrote over here. Okay, whatever. Chimsi avdalei tulupachi. And if when he asked for peas, so he got lentils instead. So in other words, the woman that he married to, just to make his life a little bit more miserable, insisted on cooking the food that he didn't ask for.
Kigadoch.
Wait, we'll get to that. Kigado Chia Bere Apechla. So now Chia, his son, right? This is Rav's son Chia, which if I'm going to guess hopefully correctly, he named after his uncle. So Chia, his son, so Amar, so he would be Mahafech. He would switch in reverse. So in other words, Rav says to his son, go tell mom to go make me lentils. And then he flipped the instructions and he told mom to go make peas. Okay, and he got lentils. Good, smart son. So Amalei Yalach Lachimach. So Rav commenting to his son, he says, you know, your mother's getting better at this. she's improving. So Amalei Anahu Deka Afichna La. So the son reveals to the father, no, mom's not improving. This is all me. In other words, when you give me instructions, so I reverse the instruction. Amalei Haina Deka Amreinshi Denafik Minech Taima Malafet. So he says, you know, people say that you're going to learn from your kids. I'm learning from my kids. Okay, good. The word taima malafech means to teach. Right? The word aleph means to teach. So we heard that word a lot in yesterday's parsha. But that different context. Aluf over there in yesterday's parsha is like a general. But anyway, taima malafech to teach you. It'll teach you logic. And good. I learned from my kid. Now, I guess for the rest of us, like, what took Rav so long? Meaning, this is easy. He could have figured it out. Anyway, Amo Tavid Achi. But Rav says to his son, but do me a favor. Stop doing it. Meaning, I appreciate what you're doing, but don't do it anymore. Shenemar Limdulu Shalom Devar Sheker Haavei. Because what happens is that if you get into the habit of lying, you will get into the habit of lying. So, and even if you're lying for a good reason, which, by the way, for purposes of Shalom Bayis, so on occasion you're allowed to lie. But to make it a perpetual habit, you know what you become? You become a liar. So Rav says to his son, I don't want you to do it because you're going to learn how to lie and you'll make a habit out of it. Rabbi Chiya became tzar ledvasayu. Rabbi Chiya also had a wife who made him miserable. Ki hava mishkach midi tzar lebesudrei umaisa nealei. So, but nevertheless, Rabbi Chiya treated his wife golden. Rabbi Chiya found something in the store. It was nice. She liked it. He wrapped it up. He brought it home for her, even though she was a misery. And Amar le Rav, how come it's Sarah le Lamar? So Rav now, and like it's kind of like we get to see the rest of the story now. So Rav says to his uncle, I understand she's a misery. She's making you miserable. Why are you treating her so nicely? So Amar le, so Dayenish Megalos Benenu Matzilos Asanu Min Ha'a, I'm sorry, I was going to say Min Ha'avera, Min Ha'chet. So Rabbi Chiya says to his Rav, you must have a more global perspective. So allow me to give you a more global perspective. She's raising our children. She's protecting me from sin, meaning she satisfies my yetzara. And so for that alone, good. What else do I need? Okay, a little perspective taught to us today by Rabbi Chiya, taught to his nephew Rav, and quite frankly to the rest of us as well. Beautiful. So Makule Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei. So Rav Yehuda is now talking to his son Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yehuda, we learned this together in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Rav Yehuda had a couple sons, but okay, Rav Yitzchak being one of them. So Moshe Ani Mar Mimavis Es Aisha. He quotes the pasuk from Kohelis. Okay, big theme in today's daf. Amalei Kigon Man. An example of such a woman, Kigon Imeich. So Rav Yehuda says to his son Rav Yitzchak, yeah, your mother. your mother's a pasuk in Kohelis. Now, it does seem a little bit harsh. I will agree with you. Okay, but they were honest and maybe a little too honest, but okay. It's.
I mean, the son has got a key with Ava M.
Correct. I understand. It doesn't seem prudent, but again, I guess it's for us to read and learn.
So,
yeah. Okay. Again, I'm also trying to wrap my head around it. I don't fully understand, but okay. The Hamasna le Rav Yehuda le Rav Yitzchak Brein Adam Motzei Karas Ruach Ela Miishto Rishona. So on the other hand, the Gemara is bothered by the simple fact that Rav Yehuda gave another message to his son, an opposite message. He teaches his son that really enjoyment in life comes out of your first wife, the wife from your youth. Shenemar yihi mekorech baruch v'samech me'eshes neorech. Pasuk from Mishle, you're really going to have enjoyment in life from your first wife. So ve'amalei kigon man kigon imech. And here, Rav Yehuda says to his son, your mother. So are we all confused? Again, second time today, yes, we are confused. But the Gemara notes that you should be confused because he's giving his son mixed messages about his mother. On one hand, compares it to the pasuk in Kohelis of Marmi Mavis. On the other hand, compares it to the pasuk in Mishle of Isha Eishes Neurech. Okay. Matkif Tekife V'avure Me'avra. So he explains, or the Gemara explains, I'm not really sure who's doing the explanation, yet that she does get angered, and her anger is a strong anger, but she's appeased. So basically, both are right. In other words, she's wonderful, and at times she's not. Okay. I'm sorry. V'avur me'avra b'mila. And I can appease her, and it doesn't cost me anything. Meaning just with a couple of words, I can appease her. So, okay. Hechida me'isha ra'a. An example of a bad woman, or a bad wife, I should say. Amar abaye mekashtale taka mekashtale puma. So a woman who sets the table, okay, but at the same time also sets her mouth. Now, what does that mean, sets her mouth? Rashi, top line, lekalel ulegadef adzman seuda kedelatzaro. Right, up until the point of the meal, she's cursing you, she's saying nasty things to you. Okay, so on one hand she's serving you, on the other hand she's also cursing you at the same time. Rava Amar Mikashle Taka Mahajale Gabam. Rava gives another example, very similar, but she sets the table, but at the same time she turns it back to you. Okay, ignores you while serving you. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Kevin Shenase Adam Isha Avonosav Mitzpakakin. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says that when a man marries a woman, his sins will be plugged up. In other words, his Yetzirah will be satisfied and he'll have an easier time tackling his Yetzirah. Shenemar Matzeisha Matzatov via fake Ritzon Me'ashem. Bema'arava ki nasiv inish isasa. I'd say a famous Gemara, right? It's said over a number of times, and Sheva Brachos, and Eretz Yisrael, when a man married a woman, Amri Lei, they said to him, Hech Hachi, Matzah or Motzah? Out of curiosity, this woman you just married, is she fall under the category of a Matzah, or does she fall under the category of a Motzah? Matzah Dichsiv, Matzah Isha, Matzah Tov. On one hand, the Pasuk says that if you find a good woman, you find something good. Motzah Dichsiv, Motzah Ani, Marmi Bavis, Esa Isha. Okay, it is a curiosity that after you get married to her, it's a little too late to clarify whether or not she's a matzah or whether she's a motzah. Perhaps this is the point that you'd like to clarify prior to the marriage. Okay. Amar Rava, Isha Rav, Mitzvah Legarsha. Okay. We're going to see this topic of discussion come up, right? I know these Gemaras are super enjoyable and, you know, easy to laugh at and make light of, but obviously they're very serious. This Gemara takes a very serious turn. The Gemara at the end of Gittin discusses this topic as well, and that is that at times there's a mitzvah to be megarish. Dechsev garish leitz v'yasam adon v'yishbos din v'kalon. Garish leitz, get rid of the clown, right? I guess that's the best way to describe it. And then yishbos din v'kalon, and then all the embarrassment that you have to suffer will stop. Okay, so in other words, you're living with a misery, and so at times there's a mitzvah to be megarish. Va'amarav isharav k'suvas amarubat sarasa b'tzida. Rava says, let's say you're married to a bad woman. On the other hand, she's got a tremendous k'suva that is extremely difficult to pay off. As we know, the k'suva will entitle a woman to a settlement payment at the termination of the marriage. And the reason why the k'suva was instituted is so that a man think twice before divorcing his wife. On the other hand, in this particular scenario, she is a Isha Ra'a, and so he would like to divorce her, and as we just learned the Gemara, it's favorable to do so under certain circumstances. On the other hand, the k'suva payment is enormous. So what is he to do? So tsarasa b'tzida. Okay, we can't do this. Right, we can't do this. We can't follow this advice nowadays. But marry a second wife. It'll keep her in check. Amri inshe bechevrasa velo besilta. Right, get a chavra for her. Get a co-wife of a lobisilta, and you won't get thorned on the side anymore. In other words, the second wife will keep her in balance, keep her in check. Amar Avakasha Isha Ra ki yom sagrir. A bad wife is worse than a stormy day. Shenem Radelef Tareid bi yom sagrir v'eshes midyanim nishtaveh. Nishtaveh from the word shaveh, meaning equal. What's equal? A storm and isha midyanim, which in this context means is a reference to a better wife. Yes. Why doesn't Gemara focus on that? The simplest answer, it's not a PC answer, but the simplest answer is that the divorce is given by the husband to the wife, meaning,
the marriage right, is the same thing.
You need her das. You need her consent for the marriage. That's the simplest answer. Okay, Amarava Bara e Kama Tova Isha Tova the Kamara Ra'a. Isha Ra'a. Okay, the Gemara talks about the extremes, the Isha Tova on one side and the Isha on the other side. Kama Tova Isha Tova Dichsev Matzah Isha Matzah Tov. So Ibe Gavam Ishtai Kra. Now, this pasuk that we just quoted, Matzah Isha Matzah Tova, now, like we generally say, the pasuk could be understood in its most literal sense. On the other hand, it also could be drush, could be understood by derech drush, that the isha over here is a reference to Torah. But the Gemara says either way will make the same point. The Torah goes out of its way, not the Torah, but in this case the Navi, the Ksuvim, go out of its way to praise a good woman. And now let's say the pasuk is not talking about a woman, but it's talking about Torah. Okay, but the point is still the same. Kama tova isha tova, sha Torah nimshela ba. On the other hand, even if it's talking about Torah, that's fine, because what are we comparing Torah to? A wonderful wife. Okay, good. Kama ra'a isha ra'a, and how bad is a bad wife? Dechsiv amotzi ani mar mevavas, isha And again, we're going to make the same point. If the pasuk is to be understood literally, so it means that how bad is a bad wife? Worse than death. And Iba Gehenna Mishtai Kra. Now again, if you don't go with the literal interpretation of the pasuk, let's say the pasuk's talking about not a wife, it's talking about Gehenna. So Gemara says Kamara Isha Ra'a Shegehenna Nimshalaba. Okay, but on the other hand, what are we comparing Gehenna to? A bad wife. So the point is still going to be the same point. Okay. Hidinime Virash Asher Lo Yichlo Atzeis Mimenu. The Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yirmiyahu. I'm going to give you something bad, which is inescapable. What is an inescapable bad? At this point in time, we all know the Gemara's answer. Meaning, the Gemara has one theme today. The Gemara's pounding the theme. And so, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abarabu, is the Isha Rav Ksuva Samaruba. It's a bad wife with a huge Ksuva that you, it's inescapable. Nisanani Hashem B'yadilo Uchakom, Kosh Baruch Hu put me in his hands and I can't get up. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Maruk Vabarchi, Azu Isha Rav Ksuva Samaruba. Same conclusion. A woman with a big Ksuva. In Eretz Yisrael, they give a different pshat in this pasuk, and that is someone who eats but only because of his money. As Rashi explains over here, he doesn't have any produce in his field, like we said earlier today, and he has to go to the store in order to buy his food, and you are now subject to market fluctuation, and also what if the store is closed? Right. So says Rashi. This is a tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. Your children, your sons and your daughters are going to be given to another nation. The Gemara explains, Amar Chanan Barava, Amar Rav Zu Esha Sa'av, stepmother. Okay. Begoy Naval Achisam, I'm going to give you to a Goy Naval, Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Amar Rav Zu Esha Rav Ksuvasam Maruba. This is a reference to a bad wife with a large ksuva. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Elo Hatzidukim. Rabbi Eliezer gives a different pshat in this pasuk. Begoy Naval Achisam. By the way, this is Parshas Hazinu. A nation that is Naval, literally disgusting. One, a nation that doesn't believe in God. Tzidukim. Actually, it's a reference to the Jews, but a sect of the Jews, the Tzidukim. Vechein Omer Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elokim. The pasuk in Kohelis describes that someone who does not believe in God is described as a Naval. The Gemara says another pshat in this pasuk is it's a reference to these nations. No, I don't know. Okay, these nations, I thought Rashi was going to say, who walk naked in the market. Okay, they're very immodest. Nothing is more disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than somebody who walks immodestly through the street. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Chavarim. Okay, now I can reference Rashi. Chavarim over here says Rashi is a reference to the Persians. That is who the Pasuk is describing it as Goy Naval Achisem. Okay, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes regarding the Persians. I know I have two here from Persia. So but Rashi writes Parthiim Rishayim Umevazim Ve'enu Makirim Kvodim Shel Yisrael. Right? We're reading this. Yeah, correct. Right, a nation says Rashi that's evil, and they degrade, and they don't recognize the greatness of the Jewish people. Okay, that's okay.
When
report was given to Rav Yochanan, of course, it was an Eretz Yisrael. When he was given a report that the Chavirai, which we're going to say the Persians, when they got to Bavel, so Shaga Nafal. Right, he fell down, meaning at that point he thought that's the end of the Babylonian Jews because here comes the Persians. Amale mekable shochta, but then when report got to Rav Yochanan, it's not so bad. They do take bribes, so taritz yasiv. Oh, so he was able to sit back up again. Okay, they take bribes. Okay, thank God. Gazra gimel mibnei gimel. Gemara here relates how there was three gzeiras because of the three sins of the Jewish people. Gazal abasar min amatanos. Okay, these gzeiras historically took place when? I do not know. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't make that clear, but we were lax in three areas on the halacha, and as a result of that, three gzeiras befell us. Gazal abasar min amatanos. We didn't give the zor l'chaim v'keva. When you shecht an animal, every animal, so a portion of the animal has to be given to the Kohen. Right? When we get to Bechoros, we're going to be discussing that at length. Gazu, and we were lax in that area, so therefore the non-Jewish community did not allow us to shecht and sell shechted meat. Gazu ala mechatz mibnei ha-tvila. We were lax in the area of tvila, and so therefore the non-Jew sanctioned the use of the bathhouse. Kamechatate shachve. Grave robbers. So mimnei shesmechim biyom edam, because we celebrated on their festivals. And so Rashi over here explains how is that midah keneged midah. So when they robbed graves, meaning they went into the Jewish cemeteries and they dug up the dead, so that created more avelos as a midah keneged midah, because we were happy on their festivals yom edam. Okay. The Akash Baruch Hu's hand was upon you and on your forefathers. And the Pshad is, what does that mean? Akash Baruch Hu took it out against our forefathers. They're dead. So in the context of our Gemara, yeah, that's exactly the Pshad. Meaning that despite the fact they're dead and they're buried in the ground, so they also, their bodies had to deal with being dug up. Amar Abba Bashmol Zuchotete Shachvei. This refers to the grave robbers. The Amar Mar Ba'avon Chayim Meisim Mitchatatin. Because of the sins of those who are alive, so the dead were unburied. Amalei Rava L'Rabba Ba'amari K'siv Lo Yasur V'Lo Yikavru L'Domam Al Pnei Ha'adama Yiyu. They're not going to be buried, they're going to be on the ground. U'K'siv Nivchar Mavis Mechaim. They're going to choose death over life. Okay, and he says that they're going to choose death. The Rishayim are going to choose death so that they don't live, so that they will end up, if they live anymore, they're going to end up sinning, and it's better for them to just simply die and go to Gehenna. Okay. I'd kind of take a. No, I'm not going to stop over here, but we're going to go on. But the rest of the daf today, not the entirety, but a good portion of today's daf now is going to be quoting from Sefer Ben Tzira. Okay, this happens every now and then in Shas, and here's a good example where it is a Sefer, it just wasn't canonized. It didn't make it into Tanakh. Okay, who Ben Tzira was and what. Right, and the question of lineage and the question of how exactly even the conception of Ben Tzira. So a lot of it's clouded in mystery, and it's always interesting. But basically, he wrote a sefer very similar to Mishlei. Basically, it's a sefer of good advice. So what we're going to be doing now, look, think of today's themes in the daf about a wife and a good wife and a bad wife. And so the Gemara felt it appropriate, even though it's not a sefer Tanakh and it's not canonized, but it's just it just fits in well with what we've been discussing, and the Gemara is now going to quote from it. So it's interesting. In other words, it's not a Sefer Tanakh, but it's something which the Gemara is more than ready to learn from, obviously, based on the amount of real estate that the Gemara dedicates to this Sefer, and how much of it the Gemara is going to quote. Kasa b'Sefer Ben Tzira. Okay, Isha Tova Matana Tova. A good wife is a good gift. Next three words you can take out the Bach does, so I'm just assuming he looked it up inside. I did not. Bechek yarei Elokim tinasen isha ra'a. I'm sorry. Bechek yarei Elokim tinasen. A good woman is going to be given into the lap of a God fearing individual. Isha ra'a taras labala. If a bad woman, however, is going to be like leprosy towards her husband. Maita kanta yigarshenu. So how should you correct that? You should divorce her v'yisra payment tzaraso and heal yourself from the tzaras. That sounds like the Gemara interjecting. I'm not holding the Ben Tzira book in front of me, so I don't know, but that sounds like that was a Gemara's interjection. Isha yafa ashrei ba'ala, a good wife, her husband's going to be very happy. Mispar yamav kiflayim, your days are going to be doubled. Rashi over here writes, it does not mean that you're going to actually live longer, but Rashi says that the quality of your days are going to be fantastic. Klamar shemes, I'm sorry, samech bechalkov v'domelo ki'ilu yamav kiflayim. Right, you're going to have such a happy days, it's as if your days are doubled. Halam einechem eishes chein, pentil akeid b'mitzud asa. Cover your eyes from a beautiful woman, because you're going to get entrapped by her. Meaning, obviously, not your wife, somebody else's wife. Al teit eitzo ba'ala limsoch imo yain v'sheichar. Don't hang out with her husband, drinking together with her husband. Ki b'tori isha yafa rabi mushchatu. Many a man succumb to the image in the form of a beautiful woman. Atsumim kol arugeha. Strong were those who she killed. Meaning, don't think that you're going to be strong under such circumstances. Rabim hayu pitzei rochel hamagilim ledvar erava. Those peddlers who sold spices, Rashi over here gives a pretty graphic description of them selling their wares to women and then ending up being with other men's wives. The husband comes home. And Rashi says that's the pshat of pitzei rochel. Right, these peddlers got crushed by the husbands who came home. Kinitzot mavir gacheles, like sparks, meaning the yetzahar is incited. Keklov malei of, like chicken coops. Kain batei malei mirma, their houses are filled with a lot of deception. Okay, continuing in Ben Sira. Alteitzer Tzaras Machar, don't worry about tomorrow, writes Ben Sira. Kiloti dema yelad yom, and you don't know what's going to happen today. Shema Machar ba, and look, tomorrow's going to come, ve'einenu, and you may not be here tomorrow. Nimtza mitzar ala olam shein shalom. So what did you stress over? Something that you're not even going to be there for. So a little less stress, a little bit less anxiety, please. Writes Ben Sira. Don't let the multitudes come into your house, and don't let just anyone come into your house. Let many people inquire about how you're doing. Be friendly with everybody. But as far as your secrets are concerned, share your secrets with 1 in 1,000 people. Okay. Amar Rabbi Asi, Ein Ben David Ba, Ashi Chalakol Hashem Shebeguf. Okay, that is the end of the citation from Ben Sira. Okay. The Gemara quotes Rav Asi, second time we've heard it. We've heard Rav Asi yesterday. Remember, there were two general positions in terms of what is the purpose of Piru Urevu. One is to propagate the world, and the other one is to take the neshamas out of the storehouse, and up in Shemayim, the storehouse's name was actually Guf. I'm Rav Asi, so the Gemara quoted this yesterday. The Gemara is going to quote this again today. Amen. David Baal Ashiach Halakol Neshama Shebeguf. Ben David's going to come. Mashiach will come once all the neshamas were depleted. Shenemer Keruch Melafna Yatov Neshamas Ani Asisi. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Amar Kol Mishein Esek Beperi Verivik Kilo Shofech Damim. Anyone who's not involved in Peru or Revu is as if he was Shofech Damim, as if he was a murderer. Shenemer Shofech Dam Adam Adam Damo Yishofech Uksibasev Vatem Peru or Revu. Okay, so not propagating is tantamount to Shvichas Damim. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Ki ilu memait hademus. It's as if you're minimizing the image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are created by Tzelem Elokim, so failure to produce more Tzelem Elokim is Ki ilu, you're minimizing. Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam Uksei Basrev Atem Peru Revo. Ben Azer Amar, Ki ilu Shofech Damim, Umemait hademus. And Benazeh says it's both. It's both murder, and it's also miat hademus. So Shenemar v'atem peruvu. So Amrul Benazeh, so they say to Benazeh, now, if you know Benazeh, you know the question that's coming up. And if you don't know Benazeh, so then you're going to be a little bit lost. A little bit of background. A little bit. Benazeh never married. Benazeh loved Torah so much that he never got married. In fact, we saw Ben Azai recently in Chagiga. He was one of the four who went to Pardes together with Rabbi Akiva. And Ben Azai, when he got to Pardes, what did he do? He stayed there. Right, he didn't. He never came back. But anyway, he never got married. So you, and everyone understanding, Benazir just said, you know, if you don't get involved in Puruvu, so you're guilty of it's ki'ilu murder and it's ki'ilu miyatademus.
He was exempt.
So yeah, Amar lo Benazir yeshna derish benam mikayim. Some people are great at delivering drashas and fulfilling mitzvahs in the Torah. Nam mikayim ve'inah derish. You know, some people are excellent at fulfilling mitzvahs in the Torah. They're just not good at darshaning. Beautiful drashas, but you don't follow anything you say. So, not anything, but in other words, on this particular drasha. Okay, and he's called into what seemingly is a hypocrisy. So, Amal and Benazai, Oma Esa. So, Benazai says, well, what do you want from me? Shenafshi chashka b'Torah. I love Torah so much. Efshar la'olam she'is kayim ayideh acher. And as far as perpetuating the world, that could be subcontracted. Others can be involved in the propagation of the world, but I love Torah so much. The Rambam cites this Gemara, and the Rambam notes that it's a mitzvah to get married, but the Rambam says that if somebody loves Torah so much, so the love of Torah and his desire to learn can override the mitzvah of getting married.
The loving Torah means you got to fulfill its commandments, including Puruvu. So it's kind of
understood. Understood. It's
and,
okay.
We said before that a woman is compared to Torah. So loves so much, she should be a wife.
Oh, good. I hear. I'm just right now. I'm just reporting. Tanya Idach, Rabbi Elazar, Makomisha, and Osik Bepur, Verevi Kilo, Shavak Damim, Shenema, Shavak Dam, Adam, Smikleva, Temper, Revu, Rabbi Elazar, Benazar, Makil, Mamaita, the Mos, Benazar, Omer, Amrullah, Benazar, Yishna, Dorish, Vachule. What just happened? Sounded like I went into a repeat. I did. But what we just did is we saw Tanya Idach, another Braisa. Okay, so the. Fine.
Somebody else.
Right, but the conclusion is the same. Ten Rabbanan. Okay, Pasuk in Midbar, I think we're all familiar. Parshas Baloscha, top of Samach Dala Manal, this is today's daf. In order for the Shekhinah to be Shara, you need 22,000. And so that means then that you could be the one responsible by not having a child. In other words, let's say you have 21,999 and you weren't involved in Puruvu, so you could be the one responsible. This is how you should view the mitzvah, as if you prevented the Shekhinah to rest. The person who is not involved in Puruvu is Chai Misa. Shenemar banim lo ayulahem ha'ayulahem banim lo mesu. Acherim omrim gorim l'shchinah shidistak meisrael shenemar liyosecha lalachim ulazarecha acharecha bezman shazarecha acharecha shchinah shoreh. If you have children, so you have shchinah. Ein zarecha acharecha ami shoreh alaitzim alavanim. But without children, where is the shchinah going to rest upon? It's going to rest on, not on us. Gemara describes over here, Eitzim v'avanim. Okay, stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up from the Mishnah.